الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
In the beginning of this ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala had presented in front of the malaika that I will be creating Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and I will be making him my khalifa, my vicegerent, my deputy on earth to see that the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are fulfilled on the earth. The malaika said, according to their knowledge that we are here, you have created us for your worship, for your ibadah, to express your great honor, etc. And we are continuously engaged in that. So we are sufficient for that, O Allah. They ask the wisdom that why is it that you are creating Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and you are making him your deputy. We are here for your ibadah. But they did not have the knowledge that in order to run the affairs of the world which Allah wanted to happen, that they are not in that position. They don't have that capacity. For one, as we read in front, we will read in front, they don't have that knowledge either. For that, in this small little part of the ayat, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you do not know. That this creation which I'm going to be creating, that is mankind. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny, they will be fit for this. And in order to run the affairs of the world, in that Allah, in the explanation the ulama give, that the person who will be running the affairs needs the physical and the spiritual, the body and the soul also. Malaika do not have a body like us. They have connection with Allah. The ruh is in them also. But that physical body and that which knows what is cold and what is hot, what is love and what is hate, what is anger and what is to be calm, all those, the malaika do not have any of those qualities. And for this human being, that creation, human being, that qualities are absolutely necessary. Together with that, they have to have the quality of aqaliyah, that is the brains and knowledge. Knowledge, as we read in front, Allah had given the knowledge of all the things of this dunya to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and in turn from there it has come to us right up to today. All the knowledge of the physical and material things of the world also. And then the knowledge of the ruh, that also Allah had imparted to all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and its perfect form to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was also necessary. And together with that, with this aqal, with this brains, in order to run the affairs of the world, there was the necessity of the quwwat shahwiya, that is love and lust, desire, sexual desire, that was also necessary. And the malaika do not have that. They do not have feelings at all. They don't have love. Man has got love also. And then the desires, the lowly desires of lust, etc., that is also necessary. However, it must be guided in the correct direction, for which Allah Ta'ala has made nikah, for which Allah has given us taqwa, that a person saves himself from all haram. And with the correct love and lust, then a person will be able to run the affairs of this world. And together with that, with shahwiya, the quwwat of khadabiya, anger, the strength of being able to take revenge, and to have anger also is necessary. The malaika do not have that either. In order to run the affairs of the world and for justice to be, there must be a penal code. There must be laws in place, and then those laws have to be applied also. That is also absolutely necessary. A combination of all this is what is called human being. That he's got the brain, he's got his body also, and he's got the spirituality, the ruh also. And Allah has given the ruh. Now it is up to us to make that effort to acquire it in the correct way. Allah has given us our brains also, and Allah has given us the knowledge which is available. We have to acquire that knowledge also. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us our lust also and desire, whether it's for food, whether it's for woman, and then to guide it in the correct way. Again, the spirituality, the ruhaniyat will guide us. And when all this is in order, and together with that, our anger and our being able to take revenge, only that person will be able to run the affairs of the world correctly. And then with this knowledge which Allah has given mankind, and what all the raw materials Allah has put in the world, it was only this combination which is called human being, that he could benefit from all the creation, and from there benefit the creation. That is, like for example, from wood and trees, what furniture he makes. And from wood and trees, he makes his fire and cooks his food. From the steel which is in the ground, the raw material, it is only this human being, this combination, that will take out that steel and make it fly in the air, that will make motor cars, and that will make all types of machinery. All this Allah has put in man, that the capability of using all the raw materials, mixing chemicals, mixing various type of things, and producing new types of things, medicines, etc. All this Allah has put in man. The only thing which in Islam is not against all this. Islam acknowledges that we have to have food to eat. You need all the knowledge of agriculture. We have to have, in our times, motor cars and aeroplanes. So you have to have the knowledge of that. One which Islam is opposed to is secular knowledge. And by secular is meant that knowledge in which Allah has got no say whatsoever. That is, the scientists believe that they do everything. That Allah has not even created the raw materials. Allah Ta'ala is not in charge of anything. That does not exist at all. Worldly knowledge of worldly things, Islam has always promoted that also, and allowed it, in fact, not promoted it, but allowed it. And as long as it says subservient to the deeni knowledge, it must not overtake the Islamic knowledge. Like for example in Spain, where Muslims had surpassed in all types of knowledge, dini and dunyawi. But when the dunyawi knowledge became the actual object, and people went to dunya, the greatest fall of Islam also came in Spain. So the dunya's knowledge, the greatest mathematicians, opticians, all these people were born in Spain. They were Muslims. And till today, in the records, in the museums there, they have all the facts that how Muslims had surpassed. But it must remain under the deeni knowledge. It must not become the main object. So this all Allah Ta'ala had taught to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam also. And in that sense, then Allah Ta'ala made this human being, insan, the composition of all this, and he is only fit to run the affairs of this world. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand these realities, then we won't be confused of anything in this worldly life, and we will understand the proper true teachings of Deen and of Quran Sharif, and we will be able to fit into the system of the world also, and be making our Akhirat also all the time. May Allah give us all proper understanding and proper amal also.